This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. And here are some of the stories making headlines today. The U.S. presidential election remained unsettled Thursday, with Democratic challenger Joe Biden nearing an electoral college majority and President Donald Trump demanding that the vote count be stopped while Republicans are filing lawsuits alleging vote counting irregularities. Biden leads in the Electoral College count 253 to 213, with a majority of the 270 needed to claim the presidency for a new four-year term. But vote counting is still underway in four states that will decide the election: Georgia and Pennsylvania in the eastern part of the country, and the adjoining western states of Arizona and Nevada. A second day of demonstrations, meanwhile, over the integrity of the election started early on Thursday in Philadelphia and other American cities as ballot counting dragged on in a handful of states that will decide the outcome. Supporters of Joe Biden have rallied around the slogan to count every vote, believing a complete tally would show the Democratic former vice president had beaten Republican President Donald Trump. Ardent Trump backers have countered with cries to, quote, protect the vote in support of his campaign's efforts to have some categories of ballots, including some votes submitted by mail, discarded, hoping to avoid Election Day crowds during the coronavirus pandemic. More than 100 million Americans submitted ballots during early voting this year. It was a record-breaking number. A teenager has been charged in the southern French city of Marseille with supporting terrorism for remarks he made during an homage for murdered teacher Samuel Paty, a prosecutor said on Thursday. The 14-year-old boy, an Afghan national, openly welcomed the killing in class, saying he would have done the same thing. The Provence newspaper reported the teenager has been released after questioning. This is VOA News. Azerbaijan will press ahead with plans to feed natural gas into an extended pipeline network to southern Europe, a senior official said, even as conflict rages for a sixth week in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. Vice President of Azeri National Energy Company, SOCAR, told Reuters that the $5 billion extension of the Southern Gas Corridor Network would be ready this month to take up to 10 billion cubic meters a year from the Shah Deniz field through the Trans-Adriatic Pipeline. Fighting in Nagorno-Karabakh, a mountain enclave internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but populated and controlled by ethnic Armenians, has raised concerns about the security of oil and gas pipelines in Azerbaijan. Lebanon will demolish grain silos at the Beirut port that were severely damaged in an enormous explosion in August, because they are at risk of collapse, the economy minister said Thursday. The gutted silos, which had a storage capacity of more than 100,000 tons, have become emblematic of the catastrophic port blast, which took place on August 4th and has been widely blamed on government negligence. The disaster, Lebanon's worst in peacetime, killed more than 200 people, injured at least 6,500 others, and ruined large parts of the capital. Authorities say the blast was caused by a shipment of ammonium nitrate fertilizer that caught fire years after it was impounded at the port. Paris will be placed under more restrictions to curb the COVID-19 pandemic, including a requirement for more shops to close in the evening. This is what the mayor of Paris is saying. This will entail shutting down certain shops selling takeaway food and drink at 10 p.m. local time, which would come on top of the existing national lockdown that has been imposed throughout France. Video evidence confirms the theory that a gunman who killed four people in Vienna on Monday acted alone, Austria's interior minister told reporters. Slovak intelligence had informed Austria about the gunman's attempt to buy ammunition, but the information about the Islamic State sympathizer got lost in a communications breakdown, he added. He announced that an independent panel would look into what went wrong. And South Korea's top diplomat plans to visit Washington next week, officials said on Thursday, as Seoul pledged a solid alliance with the United States, regardless of the presidential election results. For more on these and other international stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.